Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We asked how many points do the Browns need on Sunday. Bonjour Bob saying, if we can get past 14 points this week, I think our defense can hold them to 14 points for us to win. I need more, man. Like, I get it. Detroit's a good defense. Aiden Hutchinson is a really, really good ball player. This is a worse defense than last week. 14 points is not enough. At no point is 14 points a number we should all be like, yeah, 15 points. Give me 15 points, maybe two touchdowns and an extra, and I go for two, and I'll be with that. That's enough to win. And absolutely not. I'm
so
done.
Let's break this down, right? How do we get to a point total that is realistic, okay? So let's just have some fun here, Nick. Detroit averages, let me see, make sure my numbers is right. Let me see here. 34.3 points a game, okay? The Browns defense, let's see what the Browns defense is giving up. The Browns defense is giving up 22.7 points a game. So where does it lie for Detroit first? Because I'm trying to get to, okay, we can hold Detroit to said amount of points realistically, which means realistically we can score X amount of points. So if that 34 that they average, we giving up 22, realistically, how many points do you think we can hold the Lions to?
20. That's honestly why I came up with 21. And so I was like, you just need to be 1 point better than Detroit on Sunday. That's where I went. How about you?
I'm going to say 24.
Because they haven't played a defense that is this ready. Like, Baltimore's defense will be good to go by the end of the season. I know they've played good defenses. They haven't played this defense, a defense playing at this level.
See, I was not going to go there, but that's another thing that's really, really triggering me about Kevin Stefanski and this offense, because I've seen two teams play this Baltimore defense and was able to throw the ball all over them. I mean, all over them. Be able to run the ball all over them. If you look at the game against Buffalo and the game against Detroit, Baltimore gave up over 400 yards of total offense in both those games. And so to me, it's a further indictment on if this offense was just functional, I'm curious to know where we would be. I think 24 points is a sweet spot, because outside of the Green Bay game, even like when Detroit is not clicking on all cylinders, that offense is such a well-oiled machine that on a bad day, 24 points is good enough usually for them to get a win.
So this situation appears to be, as of right now, the perfect storm for Andrew Berry. Mm-hmm. Andrew's got a lot of detractors in this town. Browns fans blame him for Deshaun. And the Baker decision, which it's probably fair to, the idea apparently began in the front office, and then Kevin got on board, and then they sold Jimmy Haslam on it. But yet, he had the best timing to have the best draft class by far that he's had with potential impact players. The opposite can be said for Kevin Stefanski. It's the old adage of you picked a bad day to have a bad day. Mm-hmm. Kevin Stefanski being the offensive head coach, no matter all of the gymnastics we can talk about and why you don't have a great wide receiver, why the quarterback position's gone where it is, all the excuses that have been afforded, if you can't get to respectable soon, we are going to get back to where we were. I was so surprised. I didn't think the Baltimore loss was on Kevin Stefanski.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a lot on Joe. I thought it was a lot on... The only thing I could really blame on Kevin is trying to bottle in and bottle up Joe, which I think has created the worst version of Joe. But, like, by and large, there were a lot of players making mistakes. Same thing with week one. I was flabbergasted with the amount of people that hit the turn on Kevin Stefanski after that Ravens game. I tell you right now, those people who were satiated by the Packers win, that is a one-week reprieve for Kevin. And by the way, that means he's going to get fired. But if you lose this game, and you lose this game from another strong defensive effort, and yet the offense can't muster up more than one touchdown or more than 17 points, I think the chorus of Kevin's supposed to be an offensive guru, why the hell is this thing not functional? I think that's going to double back really hard on Monday, and that's another reason why this is a pivotal game. Because I also think if you're the offense, you have to wonder that as well. If you're the defense, you're going to have to wonder that. I think those are going to be questions from fans and the locker room as well.
I just think his system is stale. And I know people say, well, it's the players executing it. This is just my opinion. Since 2020, the Cleveland Browns offense is averaging 20.9 points per game, which is in the bottom seven of the NFL since that time. Started off great with Kevin. 25.5 points a game in 2020, 20.5 in 2021, 21.2 in 2022. 23.3 in 2023, 15.2 last year, 15.3 this year. Number.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To your point, you're an offensive-minded head coach. And when we compare and contrast to your peers, and we use the guys that was hired around the time that you were hired, your offense is horrific. I have seen the LA Rams go through issues with their offensive line, with their quarterback, with other skill position players. We just seen San Francisco, who was in their Super Bowl window, basically alternate anybody that was a skill position player for the most part on both sides of the ball. And you look at it now with Brock Purdy out, that offense is still a functioning offense. Let's even take it a step further. Right now, down in New Orleans, they look like they have a better functioning offense than we do here in Cleveland. I have a problem with my head coach being tenured here for 5 years, a guy that's supposed to be offensive minded. And because we ain't got the best line, or because you don't have the perfect quarterback, we can't score 20 points?
So
that's crazy.
So, and this comes back to the idea of the pass that Kevin has gotten is he doesn't have a franchise quarterback. Now, I'll go, well, he was behind the trade for Deshaun. He's a reason they didn't keep Baker. Okay. Or he was one of the reasons. He could have stopped that if he wanted to. But, okay, come back to here. No one's asking for an elite offense.
No.
No. It's functional. We can't get a, like the teams that I've seen that can't get a functional offense, no matter what the defense is, won two games, won three games, won four games, tops won five games. And by the way, a fair amount of those were before the modern era of offense over the last 10 years, where by because of the use of now full analytic departments, because of the use of the way the game is adapted, like what was the average points per game 15 years ago, that's no longer the average points per game. Like the line has moved on functional, but plenty of bad teams, plenty of two-win teams, three-win teams can at least have functional offense. Daniel on Twitter saying 21 to 28 points needed. The defense is elite and should hold Detroit to 17 or under. Q has a breakout game, which gives Flacco play action capability and opportunities to go deep down the field for some big chunk plays resulting in scores. This will be another fascinating push and pull. The Quinshon Judkins clearly being the best thing you have on offense. And I agree. Like, I think if Q goes and then get play action off that, I think it will take some of the pressure off all the other parts that, are killing you. But you're also going to be playing, if you're going to run the ball that much, that means you're going to be playing conservative early. And I do think playing conservative early against Baltimore, it's not how you beat Baltimore. Playing conservative early, you got lucky that's how you ended up beating Green Bay. Now, I say conservative, I'm talking about third and seven, and this was a Joe play, checking into a Dylan Sampson run. Being so afraid of your own shadow when it comes to turnovers that you don't allow yourself the big plays that might actually be there.
By the way, we talk about the Browns points per game averaged over the last couple of years, season by season. Here's a note for us to, because it's context for this argument. In 2024, the NFL average points per game was 22.9. So far, it's the same thing right now in 2025. And the Cleveland Browns are averaging 14, 15 points a game.
Which is not good. 216-474-0092. How many points does this offense need on Sunday to give the defense a chance to win? We'll ask that of Daryl Ryder in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.